Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show, the amazing Sunday night, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans, to the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Wow, there's some background noise on tonight's show. Want to welcome you. We have an amazing race, two-time racer, Team Kentucky coal miner Mary Conley as our host. It's February 23rd, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia. You'll also hear Paul from Minnesota on air tonight. We'll be your co-host. And we'd like to welcome you all back for another season of wonderful recaps. And we actually have an all-star from The Amazing Race as our host recapping each episode this season. And let me tell you, a lot of people can do recaps, but no one can do them like somebody who's actually been there. And we're so happy to have Mary Conley from Team Kentucky Coal Miners back with us again this season. She's got a heart of gold. If you're here with us before on any of our shows in the past, you already are aware of just how wonderful Mary Conley is. I want to go ahead and say hi to Paul from Minnesota, and then we'll bring up the host of our show, Mary Conley, and get this show started. Mary has a great big surprise for us to start the season off, and I can't wait to get to it. So, Paul, how are you doing up there, and what's Minnesota like today?
So we had a show Thursday night, and I had talked about there was weather moving in, and you talked about the wind. Well, about midnight, I was hearing such strong wind, I thought, I'm going to open up my door. And I opened up my door, and packed against my door was about a foot and a half drift that was had the impressions of my door on it. And my sidewalk, which had been totally free of snow, all of a sudden was looking at, probably 3-4 foot drifts in it, and the wind kept howling. And the next morning it was even worse. So, yeah. And I did take – I took a video of me opening the door. I haven't edited it yet, but I think I'm now going to add to that video a shot outside. You should see the mountains of snow that the snow contractors for our townhome complex had to keep piling on. They are mountains. It's just – it's awful. Just awful. So – There we go. My regular show weather update.
I guess y'all didn't get the 70-something degree weather that we got, huh?
Shut up.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to get tonight's show going, so we'll leave the snow chat for a little later. I am so excited. We're back on Sunday nights, and we've got our Mary Conley from Team Kentucky Coal Miners back with us. And she's just so sweet. And tonight she's bringing us a big surprise. Let's start off by playing her song and get her up on air with us. Paul, here we go.
While the colder stalks his face and he hits his knees, says the Lord, I want to thank you for everything and the strength you give me to make it day by day. Oh, keep the lights on. Cars on a truck and a sundress on my baby girl. Oh, keep the bills paid. Put on the backs and the shoes on the feet in a high school. Proud to say they won't keep the lights on.
It's my pleasure to announce back with us for another season, Amazing Race, two-time racer, one of them all-stars, Team Kentucky Coal Miner, Mary Conley. It's so awesome to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back. And, you know,
we're
another
so
great season ahead of us.
Yes, we do. It started out incredible tonight.
But I'm just putting the kids to bed. And
aww.
I have the Band-Aid on Hannah's finger here. So that's what I'm doing. And Terry, Hannah wants to say hi for a second, okay?
That's wonderful. I can't wait to talk to her.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're beautiful. I've been seeing you on Facebook, and you're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, Taylor, you got to go to bed.
I got to go to bed, though.
All right. Well, call in sometime when you can spend more time with us.
Okay.
All right.
Say hi, Paul.
No, I'm not telling Paul hi. I don't know
you
who he is.
Go.
Get to bed.
That's a 14-year-old for you.
I don't know.
Get in bed. Go. Good night. Love you. Okay,
oh,
I'm
she's
sorry.
So cute.
I told her mom to start putting in bed at 9:30 on Sunday nights.
She's so adorable.
She's a little
oh,
shy.
My goodness. Well, you can't
but
blame
man,
her for that.
Man, what a night this was. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I'm going to try to watch the switchboard because our surprise people that Mary is going to have on.
Oh, I'm so excited.
They don't want spoilers. So if
yeah,
I tell you,
the one is in Las Vegas and they're 3 hours behind. Okay.
If I tell you to hush up.
Yes.
It's because I will see their number on the switchboard, and I don't want to spoil it for them. So, just
but
fair warning.
You won't hurt my feelings, honey.
What a great start, huh?
Buddy, it made me cry from the beginning.
Oh, seeing Bopper get told that he was not healthy enough to go on the race made me cry.
Oh, wow.
That just broke my heart. To see both of them, Bopper and Mark, sit there with tears in their eyes and know that they weren't going to be able to race together, I mean, you know, Mary, they're friends of yours. I've met them both a few times and spent time with them as well, and they are such wonderful people. And
I'm telling you, the race is hard enough to race with somebody you love, let alone I could not imagine racing with a complete stranger, you know? I mean, here in Kentucky, we're all Kentucky, but still, Mark and Bob were, you know, they're the team, and not to be able to race together and have to race with somebody else.
Yeah,
I'm just a little jealous.
They
could have called David. I would have sent David.
Oh, that would have been so cool. But I guess
would've.
If you were to race with a stranger, what better one than Mallory? I just adore her, too.
I do, too. She's we've judged beauty pageants with her. She's amazing. But, gosh.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's going to be a rough road for him, you know?
Yeah, the previews of next week really scare me.
Oh.
I don't want to get into it right now, but holy smokes, it really scares me. I hope that, you know, they can turn things around, and their previews oftentimes lead us to believe things that don't turn out the way they make them look.
They do, yeah.
So
yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping that's one of those that are leading us astray to believe something that isn't going to turn out as bad as it looks.
But what about the cast? What about, I mean, what did you think of the oldies who came back?
Well, we can start off with just talking about that. They announced the 11 teams. They brought back, the first one they announced was Judd and Cord, the Cowboys, and they mentioned their gravy.
The cast, so it's okay to let them hear the cast, okay?
And
they're not
on yet, so we can go ahead and cover those. And then Caroline and Jennifer, and she said, you know, the last time they were on, they were boy crazy. And
I love them.
They said they had no boyfriends this year, and they have their eye on the prize, and they're going to be serious about it this year.
Okay.
And then Natalie and Nadia said the last time they raced, they were a hot mess, and they're going to clean up their act this year. That was a preview.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
I know. Brendan and Rachel, this is all, you know, just announcing the teams early in the show, said that they made it to the end, and they had, at the very end, lost track of how important it was to work together. And now they're married, and they felt like, you know, they were going to be able to work together better this season. Jessica and John.
Brendan says, we won't argue, and, yeah, or Rachel says that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually get the notes on Jessica and John as far as what they said on the preview. Did anybody
newly
else?
Engaged? Jessica and John were the express pass, right?
Yes.
Because that's what they talked about. They're not going to make that same mistake again.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They weren't going to make that express pass mistake again. They talked about the express
and
pass.
And it showed him at the mat telling Phil that he didn't really need $1 million.
Yes, yes.
Oh. I'd forgotten about that.
And then Flight Time and Big Easy. They talked about how many games they've won individually, you know, playing. And they said, but the one thing we haven't done is win the amazing race. You know, they've won thousands of games that they've played, but they haven't won the amazing race. And that's like their goal. They want to win the amazing race. Of course, everybody does. And then Dave and Connor talked about the injury taking them out. And that was just a heartbreaker for everybody to watch, to see an injury, you know, take a team out like that. It was just so hard to watch. And then Joey and Megan, the YouTube sensations, talked about how many YouTube followers they had prior to going on The Amazing Race. And now they have, like they said, 3 billion subscribers. Yeah. And so they don't want to let their fans and followers down, and they want to obviously win. And then Leo and Jamal, the Afghanimals, said they played sneaky and conniving last time, and this time they want to play with a little more creativity. Margie and Luke said that Luke signed that he made a mistake with the surfboard last time, and I think they wanted to stay a little more focused this time. And then it was Mark and Bopper, and of course we saw Mark and Bopper at the doctor's office.
Up.
So we have your guest on the switchboard.
I'm so excited. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a clip for everyone that we're going to play prior to bringing up Mary's special guest. And
I want to say that, because I create these clips, I want to say that it was not the greatest audio, and certainly by the time we're done with this, we'll tell people where to see the actual video, and you can
I'll post it
appreciate
on the group page afterwards.
Oh, great.
Mary, do you want to sort of tell everybody? We started with the point where he's getting on the train at the end.
Okay.
Do you want to tell everyone what this is about, or do you want me to just start it, or how do you want to
I'll
work
tell
this?
Everybody first if it's okay.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, so The Amazing Race gives a lot of people a lot of things, but not just money. It gave us the world. It gave us best friends. And it gave us opened eyes to the world. It gave us our two best friends that are on the phone right now. And they got engaged in December, and it just, like, blew my mind with this engagement. So that's why I contacted you all and asked you all that. I mean, I want the world just to see. It's the best engagement I could have ever, ever dreamed of. So you can go ahead, Paul.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this right now.
Okay.
This is the end of this clip. I'm going to put it on the Rad Reality group page so that everybody can see this. It is a video. We're going to play the audio portion. This is just the very end of it, but it's the most amazing video I've ever seen. We're going to play the audio of the end of it.
Did I do okay?
Awesome. You grew 15.
Oh, thank God. It's a little. Turn on your iPhone on. I think I feel much better now that you are coming home. Take the one train uptown to Christopher Street and please come home. I love you. Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Check your phone before you come upstairs for your last video clue. Can we go home now?
But it's been really fun now. I almost got arrested in the Holland Tunnel. And now I get to go home and see Terry and see what has he been up to. I love him, though. He's awesome. He just does these things totally unexpected and so creative that nobody would have ever expected any of them.
Gosh, I'm home.
Your last clue, open this up. I said, if Phil was going to be at the pit stop, I would die. Here is Phil.
Hi, Tom Rock. It's Phil Cogan here from The Amazing Race. And you need to get to the rooftop. Now, I've already eliminated you once. Don't make me do it again.
That is too funny. And so Phil does not want to eliminate me again.
I think, do I open this up?
I'm going to go over where we shot The Amazing Race.
trials and tribulations. Good times, all over the world. In fact, you were with me when my brother passed away. And my brother left my life. You're my sun, my moon, my stars. You complete me. You are my rock. I think it's about time, as the United Hemisphere, when you do me the honor, Honey Bee is married.
Okay, we have Tom and Terry on air with us now. Thank you both so much for calling in. I just have
hello,
to say
hello.
That is the most beautiful, awesome, amazing engagement
amazing.
I have ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was such a fun. It was so nice. It really was. It was so special.
Sorry about the
good
audio.
Good job,
Terry. Windy day was up on the New York City rooftops, so you can only imagine how high those rooftops are.
I wish we could have gotten
you know,
the audio a little better.
You know, you
could
have told the wind to stop now.
I know. It was really something, and I mean, just, you know, it took me 5 hours to do that amazing race in New York.
Just as long as it took us to row the boat and be on, Mary.
It is certainly right. If you'd said no, now you go do everything I did first.
I know.
Did you have any idea what was going on?
You know, I not really, because it was right before Christmas, and so I wasn't sure if this was some Christmas present. I would say by about maybe the second or the third one, I started to really, like, put it all together.
Every single leg, I always put in the clue, Merry Christmas, to throw Tom off the track. Tom actually thought he was getting a dog, a puppy dog, and he actually found the puppy dog walking on the sidewalk streets dressed up in a Santa Claus outfit, thinking it was his, and he took the dog.
Yeah, I picked up a dog, a Chihuahua, but it never made it to the edit.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, no.
It was not his dog.
But it was so special, though, too. You know, it was really, really special to, like, be with, go to friends' houses and spend, you know, part of the day with some really good friends in New York. Like, that was really, really sweet.
It would have been real special if part of the lake he had to fly to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Or Kentucky.
But that would have been, or Kentucky. But
wait a minute, Ian, West Virginia. It's just across the river.
I know. I would have loved
that.
That
would have been hard.
You know, if you
there.
Lived in New York City, Mary, you know I would have been to your house.
You know, it's
or
okay.
In the coal mine.
Because Mary and David and Cody, Hannah, Davey, and Savannah plan on coming to a wedding.
All right. I know. Well, we are still planning. We don't even have a date yet, but we are still planning. But, of course, we would love for you to come. You have to be there.
I would love to.
It was so special, though. Terry contacted, of course, Phil, and he contacted Bertram, the creator of the show, who sent him all of those clues and everything. And Bertram wrote us the nicest note. He really did. And so it was so sweet to get that.
Yeah, basically, Mary, he kind of said that you'll always be part of the Amazing Race family, and it was very, very nice.
Yep, he
and
sent
he
us
said, if anything,
he sent us T-shirts, and then he wrote a really nice note.
Wow.
Yeah, if anything, that he helped that the race prove that we belong together, and it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, I have to say that of all the reality shows I watch that have hosts, I've always thought that Phil was one of the nicest, biggest-hearted, wonderful people, and for him to have done that for you and Tom, just I thought was just awesome. I'm curious, how did you get in touch with him, and did he even think twice?
He did not think twice at all. I actually got in touch with him through Bertram because I tried to get in touch with him through Mary. Mary, that's why I kept asking you those questions.
Yeah, I know. And yeah. When you called the number and I called the number and some strange guy enters the phone and like, who's Phil? And
I didn't want to tell Mary what it was about, but I was trying to get through Mary. And unfortunately, that number dried up and I got it filled email and all this other stuff. And at the time that I was planning all this, I was planning this, like, gosh, months in advance. When I finally got a hold of Phil, unfortunately, Phil was on the other side of the world taping this current season of Amazing Race. So Phil never saw any emails from me at all. And I sent, like, three of them. And literally the week before I was going to propose to Tom, I was like, all right, I tried. Literally the week before, Phil came back. I'm just back. Is it too late? I really want to be part of this. And that was it. Because
amazing.
Phil came back from taping this season, and immediately he answered the email and apologized that he didn't get to any of the emails because, you know, he's busy with the show. So
now, if that isn't
that
fate,
it.
I mean, you know it has to be fate when
I know.
It gets that
please,
close down to the wire and you have Phil calling you going, I want
to
be a part of this.
I mean, there's
sent
like
me the email,
you know,
four different ways.
Yeah, and there's like hundreds and hundreds of people who have done The Amazing Race in all of these seasons. And it's just so, I mean, he really does remember every single team. And he you know, has a relationship or he remembers something about you. I mean, he really is incredible. And it was so sweet that he did that.
He seems like an amazing person himself.
Yeah.
And
I mean, really.
As is
so
Bertram.
I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, the other things he's done with MS and, you know, the adventures he's done, you can tell that he's really a heartfelt kind of guy. And he really does have a caring heart. And to see him do this for you guys. I mean, what that's just something that you're going to have to keep forever, you know, memory of your proposal, and to have those clues and the video and all of that of your proposal is such a treasure.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just so precious, you know, to have that to keep forever.
When Tom saw the camera guy in the first leg, he actually thought it was friends of ours going on the race. He had no clue that he was starting his own race.
Yeah, so if you watch at the beginning when I'm there skipping with the little girl, Harper, I literally thought that when they gave me that clue that they were for sure going on the race and that they're asking me and Terry to watch their daughter for 5.5 weeks.
Because these were friends of ours that we didn't meet until the cruise, Mary. Remember the Our Family Vacation cruise?
Yeah.
And they actually tried out for Amazing Race the same season that we did, and we didn't know them back then.
Wow.
And then we developed a relationship with them.
So I had no idea when I knocked on their door, and, you know, there's that camera guy there, and they had the clue. I really thought that this was about them, not anything about me.
You thought it was one of those promo things where they come to your house with the camera?
Yep, I did. I figured, oh, my God, this is where, you know, they're going to tell me they're going on the race, this is going to be a promo, and we're going to watch their daughter. But I had no idea that it was Terry, you know, did all this. It was really, really sweet.
Wow. I think anybody
could
do Terry good.
It was, yes, it was also a nice touch to, you know, we always see at the finale of Amazing Race where all the past teams are standing there and clapping as, you know, the final people get there, and I thought that was especially a nice touch, Terry, to have everybody clapping when Tom shows up. That,
Oh, absolutely. It was just like, you know, the very last leg of the Amazing Race where everybody is, you know, that has been on the race is there clapping for you as you come into the mat for the final leg. And
thankfully it wasn't freezing outside this one day in New York City since we've had all this snow and whatnot. This was the only day of the year, go figure, I don't know how it happened, that it was sunny, it was warm, it was just very, very windy. So we lucked out that we were able to do it outside where we actually did our first shot of the opening of Amazing Race.
Wow. Well, I just posted it on our Rad Reality Show group page, so if people want to see what we're talking about now, I'm sharing it with all of our fans and listeners. It's one of the most amazing videos, most amazing proposals I've ever witnessed. I just can't say enough about it. It's absolutely precious. And
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think the world of you two. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say it was awesome, and I feel like we could talk our whole show about it. But I know you haven't probably watched tonight's episode, but are you familiar with spoilers of who the teams were going to be? Do you have any thoughts on the new season?
Oh, yeah. Tom actually watched the episode.
Yeah, I watched the episode. Terry's from New York City. Tell him where you're calling
from.
Yeah,
I'm calling from Las Vegas. I'm on the West Coast getting ready for another event.
Yeah, so he hasn't watched it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it in about, a half hour?
But I loved it, Terry. You're going to love it tonight.
But, yes, we do know that. I do know the teams. Tom knows the teams. I know who's in it. Yes.
Okay, so if you had to choose a winner, just knowing the teams.
A winner or do I want to win? It's two different things.
Okay, the winner, the actual winner, who do you think will actually win? And then, then who do you want to win?
Okay, you go first, Terry.
Well, for me, the winner and I think who I want to win is both the same for people.
Okay.
I want Twinnies to win.
Okay, he wants the Twinnies to win.
Did you just say the Twinnies?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, bless your heart.
I mean, they're cute.
Them.
They're sisters.
Okay.
Out of everybody you could pick.
Terry.
Okay, you want to know my choice, Mary? I'm going for the father and the son. I'm going for the Achilles heel.
Connor and
his father. I really hope that they go really, really far this time. And, you know, they were strong when the father had his injury before. So I really like them, and I think that they are going to be – I think they're also a really nice team, too.
Yes.
That's a good
one. That was so sad when they had to leave on their race. And I'm so happy they're getting another shot at it. Have you had the opportunity to get to know – any of the teams that are on this seat?
We've met several of them, you know, at different events and things. Let's see, probably Luke and Margie. We've seen Luke several times. And also we've met Mallory. And we've met Mark and Bopper.
We met the Twinnies.
And we met the Twinnies. We've met several of them. You know, living in New York and during TarCon, when all of the seasons, all the teams, you know, usually come to New York for TarCon. And so since we live here, we've always gone and we've been invited, so we've gotten to meet, you know, many of the current casts.
But we did not meet last season because last season, unfortunately, they didn't have a TarCon.
Right, last
season.
Yeah, that's
true. Because they decided to celebrate together off-site at different.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they did. They celebrated in Rhode Island where Jason...
Well, they missed out on a lot, didn't they?
They did, where Jason and, what was her name, Amy? Where they lived. So the whole cast went to their house.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was no TarCon or anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I do. I hope Luke and Margie do really well. You know, Margie looks amazing, I think.
I agree.
I really think she looked
amazing. I have a
question
for each of you.
So yeah.
If each of you had to pick one person from this group that is racing right now to race the race with, who would you select to race the race with?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Who would I pick?
Well, I want to hear Dave and Mary's choice. What's your choice?
I want to hear Mary's selection.
What is Mary's? David's at work, so what is Mary's?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who would you race with, Mary?
Lord, I wouldn't do that race again for $1 million. But if I kind of had to, out of this season.
She would race with Tom and Terry.
Yeah. I think it would be Brendan.
Brendan, okay.
Because, you know, if he can handle Rachel, I think he can handle me.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
I'd go with Flight Easy.
Flight Easy, both of them?
I'd go with him.
Flat Time or
I mean,
Big Easy?
Oh, I'm sorry. oh, my God. Which one did...
Flat Time's the one that did the thing.
Okay. I would go with him. I would go with Flight Time.
Okay. That's
I would go with one of the Twinnies because I love the Twinnies. I think they're funny. They're funny.
They
and
never
I like
hear
that they're very. I like that they're very loud and boisterous and in your face. They're very New Yorkish.
I like your type of New Yorkish.
Okay, that's a good point.
What's that?
I like y'all's type of New Yorkish. Y'all are nothing like them.
I know. I think, I would love to be with Flight Easy. And he's from New York, so the Harlem Globetrotters, Terry.
But, Tom, how could you do a task with one of them? They're like 10 feet. There's a 10-foot height difference between you and one of them.
I know, but, I mean, so what? I think we'd have fun together. And we've met them before, Terry.
I understand that, Tom, but I think it would be a problem, like, if you try to ride a horse together or something.
You'd
be sitting on your head.
I don't care. I would just make him do all the physical things.
If I remember correctly, you can't make one member do everything, remember?
That's true. Wow.
Well, I think I can answer this for David since he ain't here.
Yeah, who would David pick?
He would have picked Bobber in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because the Kentucky race here that we do, Bobber went out with a little girl, and she wore flip-flops, and you cannot do our race in flip-flops. And then he came back and took out Hannah, and they got lost like 18 blocks away. They went 18 blocks one way, and Hannah was only like 11 or 12 at that time. And 18 blocks. Yeah. So he brought Hannah back, and he was just willing to quit. And David said, "No, buddy, me and you go." And they raced, and... You know, they didn't come in last, and they were last to leave.
I remember
that.
Yeah,
I remember. Who came in first?
I wonder.
I remember, though, Bopper did. He spent, like, the whole day with that little girl.
Yeah.
And then David
ended up going out, and they was like, "Mary, honey, for old man, he can run."
Yep.
All I know is that Tom would have been in a heartbeat.
Loved to race.
And Tom and Terry beat the Hanson brothers. That's what I remember.
You sure did.
Well.
Hey, Mary, in the first episode that we saw tonight, and this isn't going to be a spoiler, Terry, but...
Okay, I'm putting the phone down a second.
All,
keep talking.
It's not a spoiler. Go ahead.
It is not a spoiler.
Okay, not.
No,
gotcha.
It is not. Okay, so... They interview all the teams, and they all say how they are going to do the race different and what they learned from their first season doing, you know, the race. Do you remember what you and David said in your interview? Did you say you were going to do anything different?
It has to be that I was going to treat him nicer. I don't quite remember because it was like 25 years ago or so. But, yeah, honest to goodness, it had to be because on All-Stars when I went, I actually at one point told him I loved him, and it's what I didn't realize in Season 10, I was so hard on him. And then Season 11 come and give us a new chance, and I was like, it's going to be a hard race, but we're going to learn to have some fun. We still got lost, but We didn't bicker and fight as much, or I didn't. He don't usually anyway. It's always me.
Well, it's usually us, you know, that shows our emotions more than guys, but, you know, that's sort of how us women are, but, you know, sometimes...
I'm just telling
you,
it just bewilders me that people go on this race and have fun.
When you're under that kind of pressure and stress, it's hard for, you know, your emotions not to come out and it not to get, you know, out of control sometimes. And you just say things that, you know, maybe you don't mean or you, you know, I mean, your emotions get the best of you sometimes under that kind of pressure and stress.
But with Tom and Terry, they didn't do that.
Yeah,
they got, like, in a boat, and Tom got out and swam the boat to safety.
I know. I know. We didn't really, like, fight or, you know, scream at each other and things like that. But, I mean, I could see how that could happen, though, because you could really, people just, you know, you just break down at that point, you know?
Yeah,
and you are. You're under so much pressure, and you're just thinking, you know, you just want to get to the end of the leg of that, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Everybody handles stress differently, you know?
Yeah.
It's very difficult for some that, you know, wears their emotions on their sleeve. And so it's one of those things that if you're one of those people that, you know, you tend to, you know, just sort of let loose of your emotions very quickly and easily, that's the place where it's going to come out rapidly when you're under that kind of pressure, you know, and stress. And
yeah,
so
that's
I can see it happening.
That's what Bertram really likes.
Yeah.
When you lose your cool and just go crazy on people. That's TV, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certain. Yeah, I mean, that's what people want to see, and that's and why they put a lot of these people back on TV, because, you know, that's what people sit on their couch and want to watch, you know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, at the end of the day, you know, they're making a television show.
That's right.
So
and
they want colorful people or people with personality and, you know, and they want some drama for sure.
Now, there's always some kind of there's always some, you know, teens that are dating couples and, you know, pretty much every season. And it's been a while now, but you guys are probably, maybe just a year and a half or so into your relationship. We've seen some teams, you know, that boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, that end up no longer dating each other or, you know, breaking up afterwards. Did you have any concern? Yeah. Did you guys have any concerns, or did you feel it brought you even closer together? I mean, what, 9.5 years you said in the video now?
9.5 years, yep. No, I don't think we have any concerns. No, because we were one of the few teams that didn't argue, really, on the race, our season.
Right, and
I think it would almost bring you closer together, sharing that much. I mean, going around the world with somebody has to, I mean, when you share that kind of experience with somebody, almost has to bring you closer together in some sort of way.
Yeah, it's like such a unique experience, and so I agree. I think doing the race, I mean, I was confident in the relationship going in, and I think, if anything, it just, you know, solidified it, don't you think, Terry?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, and Bertram even wrote that to us in the note that he wrote. He said he's so glad that our experience on the race really, you know, made our relationship even stronger. He wrote that.
Aww.
Yeah. You're right, there are several who break up. I mean, there's folks from our season who are no longer together, and that does happen as well.
Someone in our chat room just talked about how dependent you are upon each other on the race, and it does create trust building when you're on the race, because you have to trust each other to go out there and do those challenges, and, you know, trust each other to be there for each other, you know, to make it through that race. And that's true. That's really true trust.
It also happens where one person blames the other one, you know, and you screwed this up, you know, and that kind of thing happens. I'm sure that you enjoyed, you know, your the countries you went to around the world. Have you, since the race, had the opportunity to go anywhere else outside the U.S.? And,
Oh, honey, they don't stop traveling. They've never stopped running the Amazing Race.
I know, we do. We travel
They've been to every country in the world.
We visit. We went to, we've been to France, Czech Republic, Germany,
Slovakia.
China. Favorite place you've ever been to, and if you could have your honeymoon anywhere in the world, where would your honeymoon be?
Oh, great. Are you going to give it, you're going to give it to us tonight on the show?
I wish to goodness, if I could, baby, I would give it to you in a heartbeat.
Down by the creek in the Hala in Kentucky.
Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, we'd love to spend our honeymoon in Kentucky at Dave and Mary's house.
Well, honey, I got an extra
baby. I could arrange that.
David sleeps with me.
Oh my gosh, we've been to so many places around the world. I'm trying to think. What's your favorite, Terry?
For me, definitely not Vietnam.
I mean, on vacation or, you know, places that we've gone.
Well, what about you?
I would say I loved Santorini in Greece.
Wow.
I'm going to say that I liked Vienna in Austria. That was my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because he was singing all the Sound of Music songs. But, yeah, I know. We've been very fortunate, let's just say. We've been fortunate that we've been able to travel and to go different places. And so we've done, like, riverboat cruises and family vacations.
And they do a lot of Rosie O'Donnell cruises, too.
Yeah. We've done several of our family vacations. And, we've been very lucky that way.
My husband's on the line with us, and Tom and Terry, we've never been out of the country. And so if you were going to give my husband and I advice to go to one place, say we get a chance to go out of the country one time, where would you advise us to go?
One time out of the country, any place in the world. I would have to,
I was going to say Venice.
Yeah, I would say Venice. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
You'll never experience again where the streets is water with canals.
It's romantic. There's not a huge language barrier there.
Great food.
It's beautiful.
People are very, very nice.
Yeah, I would say
Venice.
Yeah. You got to go to
Venice.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
You hear that, Rich?
I do.
Harry.
Well, technically, I have been to Tijuana.
Okay.
I have been out of
the only water that's in the streets in Tijuana comes from other people. Just saying.
That's not really technically water.
Yeah, I don't think that's romantic. That's not what your wife is looking for.
No.
But Tom and Terry, I told you I wouldn't keep you long, and I love you all to death. And I will be searching my mail every day until we all get an invite.
Oh, you'll be one of the first to know when the wedding is.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It's always such a pleasure.
Terry, I'm so
proud of you.
We
would love to have you guys back. We'd love to hear from you sort of midway through the race. And hear what you guys think about what's going on during the Amazing Race this season, during All-Stars. And then maybe again, if we're not asking too much, hear back from you at the end of the race, at finale, and hear what you think about the winner. Because we love hearing from you guys.
Sure, we'd love to. It's always very fun.
I love you,
thank you so
enjoy
much.
The show.
We love you, too. Well, thank you so much for including us on tonight's special night.
Yeah, thank
Sarah,
you.
You're getting ready to watch it, so don't cry too much, okay?
You made it special for us.
Yeah, thank you all so much, and you have a
great
time.
Are you giving me
and
a hint?
I'm just
no,
saying don't cry
not
too much.
Oh no hints,
God.
Terry.
No hints
okay
at all.
Terry, enjoy.
Love you, boys.
Okay, love you guys, too.
No
thanks
way
so
thank
much
you
for having
so much
us.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for being our special
bye
guest. We enjoyed it.
Thank you all.
Oh, you're
take
welcome
care.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mary, thank
I
you
so
much.
Love those
that's
boys
so special.
They
are
awesome
so sweet. And that engagement was just the most precious thing. I can't wait for people to go and watch that video because it really is one of the most incredible engagements I've ever seen. And to have, you know, Phil Kogan and Bertram involved in it and all their friends, and it, just the way it all went down was just amazing. I mean, I couldn't imagine being fortunate enough to have an engagement like that and have Phil and Bertram and all them involved. Just amazing. So thank you
all
so
right
much for sharing that with us.
Yes, that was fun.
It was. Thank you.
All right. So the race, the premiere.
It was a good one.
Oh, my
it
goodness. It was. We got
to
see
the finish.
Yes, they start off in China. And
well, they started off at, like, UCLA football field.
Right.
Yeah, that was
fun. Football field. With
I
the UCLA marching band.
Oh, my gosh, that was amazing.
Hey, I played the trombone, and I was so worried that one of those trombonists would trip and bend his slide. I mean, that was fun. Hey, what
and
the,
they all have
what
to rush,
hell,
rush up.
Maybe, yeah, grab them and run them up to Phil. But
to
I,
Phil, right.
I'm maybe missing something. Maybe you could guys could fill me in. Why did they have to plug their cars in if they were leaving the country?
Because it's not their cars, probably.
Oh. Because Ford is a sponsor.
And, you know, somebody has to take those cars back to the person they got them from. Plus, it's also it's like
yeah
a promo for the car.
Exactly.
That's proud rich, you're proud right.
Because that's
okay
what Amazing
anyway,
Race does.
I'm,
it's pretty cool.
I'm off topic. Go ahead.
I told David I'd have loved to be in that car.
I want to know if anybody noticed that when, after we saw that Bopper wasn't going to be able to make it, and Mark and Mallory went out and got in the line with the rest of the teams, did anybody notice Rachel going over and giving them a hug?
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't that
I mean,
sweet?
Yeah,
it really
it
did.
Was.
It made me like her a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, they
yeah
were
it's
they were
hard
on the race together. And
yeah,
so.
I happened to make a note of that. I thought that was really sweet that she welcomed them. And
me too.
Yeah, I thought that was great. You know, and it had to be so hard. You know, we've talked about it already, but it just had to be so hard for Mark and to go out there and at least get a hug, you know, and a welcome from another teammate, you know, from another team had to, you know, at least calm him a little bit. And I was glad that Rachel did that, sort of just say we're here, you know. And
yeah,
I thought that was great. So I just wanted to see if anybody else noticed that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, once they were off and running, they had to fly to China. It was Leo and Jamal, the Cowboys, Dave and Connor, and Natalie and Nadia that got on the first flight. and everybody else was on the second flight. And they were off to
Guangzhou.
I'm not going to try to say the Guangzhou. Okay, Mary, I'll let you say that.
Guangzhou, China.
Okay.
Guangzhou. Oh, Guangzhou.
Yeah.
Guangzhou, China. Guangzhou. Somewhere over there in China.
Yeah.
And their first task was to search wedding stores to find three stores to find their clue. And the cowboys took the metro subway, and everyone
smart,
else took taxis.
It?
Yep. And the cowboys arrived first before the people with the taxis. But that's the way the traffic is over there. It's just so, you know, packed
congested.
Over there that,
yeah,
yep, congested that the metro arrived first. So that was a smart move on their part. And it apparently, obviously, gave them the leg up through the race.
I think their second race is going to be a lot better than their first race. I think that they learned a lot. And out of everybody, they proved to me that, you know, that they did learn a lot and that they are changing.
Yeah. All of them, once they got over there, were asking help with the language barrier.
Yeah.
And they went to the Silver Gorgeous Bridal Shop and got their clue.
They seem
and,
to find it easy.
Yeah. And then,
well, you know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that the Afghanibles and the Twinnies both had somebody lead them right to one of the stores and then turn around and went the other way. They could have had their clue, like, right off the bat. And for some reason, they didn't catch on. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I have to. We didn't take the opportunity because we wanted to get going on talking about the episode tonight, but how painful was it to hear who Terry's favorites were?
Oh, I know.
He's a sad soul, ain't he?
Oh.
Personally, I don't
we
know
might
if
have
I could
to have him call back in
much longer.
Yeah,
we might have to have him call back in and find out his second choice, Mary.
Yeah. They were kind of like a headache and a half, wasn't they?
Yes,
oh,
they
my
were.
Gosh, they were bickering so bad already on the first leg of the race.
It's hard to believe they're twins, you know? I mean, yeah, physically they're twins, but I thought twins got along better than that. Like, they finish
man,
each other's sentences and know each other's thoughts, and these two can't even get on the same page.
You're so right, Mary.
Yeah.
They were certainly a hot mess tonight. they seemed to do better on their first race than they did tonight. They just couldn't get with it tonight at all. They fought from the start to the end of the race tonight. They just fought. And you wouldn't think that, you know, the very first leg, they would, you know, they would at least get past that without going at each other's throats, but they just could not look at each other without arguing. So the second one was Dave and Connor went to the I'm trying to read my own writing here. Rich I can't read my own writing. Rich Forest and Beauty. Yeah, Rich
shop.
Forest and Beauty wedding dress shop, and they got their clue. And then the third place wasn't the precious...
I'm sorry, Cherry.
I can't read my own writing. Hush.
That's why I'm
precious,
laughing. I'm sorry.
The precious something or other dress shop. I can't read my own writing. The precious one dress shop, I believe. It was Brendan and Rachel. They're in third. Then it was Margie and Luke, Bopper and Mallory, Big Easy and Flight Time. And then it showed the Cowboys looking for the Canton Tower.
Yeah, mention what the next stop was, because that you know what the clue was supposed to lead them to, because that was so.
Then they had to get
cool
in this
thing.
Bubble type ride that goes around the top of the tower, and
yeah,
the clue was actually on the door of this. It looked like
supposed to be a Ferris wheel.
Right.
But these little bubble thingies.
Yeah.
Right.
And
they were like little gondolas or whatever you call them, you know, going up ski hills. They were in little closed.
They were enclosed in glass.
Right. And when the doors slid closed.
The clue was on the door. Well, they're looking out the glass thinking they need to look outward for
that was quite
their
funny,
clue.
Yeah.
And the clue is right there on the door. And it took many of them, many of the teams, a long time to figure out that the clue was right there on the door. And the
the
Cowboys sat back and watched the other teams and were laughing at how long it took them to find it.
Mary, aren't you kind of almost conditioned to be looking for those, you know, multicolored flags where the clue is? I mean, you can kind of understand.
Yes, but remember when they were in the bridal part of the city and the Afghanimals kept saying, these are the race signs, these are the race signs. It's no lie because China's colors are red and gold, red and yellow. And the Amazing Race colors are red and yellow.
Yeah.
And so it is hard in China to run the race. Because you do look at all their colors are red and yellow, and you're like, my gosh, we're supposed to be everywhere.
That had to be hard for the cameraman not to down to point at the clue, and you know, so that the teams could see what. Oh, look, he's pointing it down. That, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was funny for the Cowboys to sit there and watch the other team.
It could also be just at some point during that leg, a cameraman got in there by himself after the race was over or even before the race started, before that leg started, you know. He could have done it by himself as not to give a clue. I would find that
true.
More
That's
feasible.
True. That makes sense, yep.
And the one thing, it was an amazing view from up there where they were at, and not many of them seemed to notice it.
I think Mallory noticed everything.
Yeah. And we can see from that very first leg that got to be hard for Mark and Mallory to, as you were saying, Mary, run this race with somebody you don't even know. You know, because you're questioning, you know,
That would even be a
moves.
Good show to watch if they do a whole season of throwing strangers together. Hey,
yeah, that would be great.
You should pitch that to them.
That would be great. I agree.
That would
you
be cool.
You should pitch that to Phil. You really
should. I just
should.
Might do that. Might get
you
some
should.
Royalties off of it.
You should, Mary. I think you just hit on a really good thought for a new season of The Amazing Race, and I think it would be incredible for two strangers to run the race together.
I think it'd be way more of a hot mess than the 20s.
It would. I mean, for them to meet up on the night the race begins and them to place people together for that night. Say, okay, you two are going to be together. You two are going to be together. And, yeah, pitch it to Phil. I think you've hit on an incredible season of The Amazing Race.
It'd be drama.
Yep, it sure would be. Yeah, we saw a little bit there in that gondola, so to speak, of, you know, the difficulty that it's going to be for them to run the race together. And,
yeah,
I mean, they weren't arguing or anything, but it's going to be difficult for them.
But it's the trust issue, you know?
Right.
Like we were talking with Tom and Terry, that to be on The Amazing Race, you have to have a special trust with your partner. I mean, it's not just the tasks. It's David drove. He had to trust me to get him around the world and not get lost, in which, my gosh, we got lost a lot. I had to trust him not to kill us in the car on the wrong side of the road. And it was just,
If Phil went with your idea, they would have to be figuring all that out along the way. So think of the drama that would unfold on each episode if they were strangers. I'm telling you, you got to call Phil and get this pitch to him immediately. I mean, they would have to be figuring all this out along the way.
Yeah, but there would also be no external baggage, you know, from their relationship and stuff that they bring into the race with them. So they would just be focused completely on working together, possibly.
Possibly. Then you got these other people who just would rather fight.
I think there'd be more drama than it would.
But then it'd bring people closer together, too, you know?
Yeah, there would be some that would work really
well
together, but I think it would bring a lot of drama, too. It would be a good show. I think it would be a good show. Anyway, so once they get their clue, they have to travel to, and I can't even begin to say this word, it's H-A-I-X-I-N-S-H-A Stadium. I'll just spell it. And that's on the river below the tower that they're in. And I'm not going to go through. I actually wrote down who all got the try. Once they were in the gondola, some of the clues actually had try again. So they had to get on the ride again and to get the clue, because some of them, even though they found the where the clue was, the clue didn't actually have any information in it. It just said try again. So they had to get in another gondola when the ride stopped.
Yeah, I kind of felt sorry for them, because me and David, when we watched it, you know, he was like, we'd have been in trouble. And I'm like, yeah, we'd have been big trouble, because I would pick 11, 13, 7, 3, 1, 9, any number besides an even number. And it just seemed, you know, that all the clues were in the even number. I'd have been in big trouble.
Yeah. It was mostly even numbers that had the clues in them. So many of them had the try again. And, you know, it was like a ride, so they had to wait till it finished and then get back on again and hope that they got in one that had information in the clue. And so once they got that clue, then they had to travel by foot to the
stadium.
Guang Ho Opera House.
Oh, to the Opera House.
There you go, Mary.
And there they had to go up on this aerial, it was like doing aerial
trapeze.
Acrobatics. Yeah.
Like a trapeze.
Right. And do some flips in the air.
Yeah, like
to get their next
clue. 5 miles up in the sky.
Oh my gosh! And poor Margie. Poor Margie is afraid of heights, and she did it for her team, for Margie and Luke, and she did so good. I was so proud of her.
She did.
Brendan got up there, and he was like flipping. He was like he'd been up there doing it all his life.
But like what David noticed.
He had no problems.
Noticed with Dave and Connor, you know. Connor's the young one, Dave is the dad, and last time the Achilles tendon thing. Wouldn't it have been smarter for Dave to do this? Because the way the race works out is there has to be an even number of tasks that each partner does. And, you know, like David said, if he was with his dad, he would give his dad the easy ones, and this is just one you go up there and turn around.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't take using his legs, his knees, you know?
I agree. I think he should have done it, too.
It might be something for them to look back and say, I wish I would have let Dad do this one, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Because he might have to do a really hard task, you know, at some point when he could have done this one and, as you say, he didn't have to use his knees or his legs, and it could have been, you know, something he could have done without any pressure on him. So, yeah, you're right. That could have been a mistake on their part to not have him go up there and do it. We don't know if he's, you know, got a fear of heights or something like that, but that could have been an error on their part.
Hey, we do have a chat question, Mary, for you. Do you choose who – this is from Bigwig, Cindy. Do you choose who does what before you read the clue?
Usually it's like a teaser to the clue, like sing or dance. So you're going to think you're going to sing or you think you're going to dance, and then you choose the partner chooses then if they're going to do it. And then you open up the clue after you've chosen. And then you read what each one entitles, you know? And then you realize, hey, I made a mistake, or, wow, I can do this. But, yeah, once you choose, back in my season, the rules have changed a lot. But once we chose, we couldn't change. I mean, like, for just the one partner tasks, you know. Once the partner's chosen, you can't change the partner. Like, you can't say, oh, I can't do this. David, you have to do it. No,
right.
I'd have to learn to do it or be in big-time trouble.
Well, they all made it through the flying trapeze task, and it was the Cowboys that made it across the finish line and met with Phil first, and they are awarded the express pass plus a second express pass that they have to give away before the end of the fifth leg of the race.
They are beautiful, aren't they? I love them. I mean, I love their look. I love their accent. I love just who they are. They're just like some beautiful boys.
Yeah. They said that they just soon not have to give that fifth one away, but they're going to become best friends with every team on that race until the fifth leg or until they give that express pass away.
They're going to have a set of girlfriends too, aren't they?
You bet they are.
Even though I think they're both married. Those girls think they could flirt their way into an express pass.
Yeah, every team is going to be their best friend until they give that away. That's for sure. But Brendan and Rachel.
Rachel.
Terry,
who do you think they're
going
to give it to?
Who do I think they'll give it to? I don't know. I would think they would give it to, weren't they somewhat close with Flight Time and Big Easy?
I was just going to mention that there are four teams from season 22, but there's also, when Mallory was added to it, there are now four teams from Unfinished Business season 18, and I'm wondering if there's any loyalty to your, you know, former race mates.
That's what David seems to think. I think it's I think they could possibly give it to Mark and Mallory, just because it seemed like at the beginning of the race when Bopper had to drop out, everybody felt sorry for him.
I would like to see that. That was going to be my next.
But I can also see him. I can also see them playing the game, and to play the game, you want to win. So you're not going to give it to somebody who can compete with you. You're going to give it to somebody that you know is, because like David says, they don't want to use the Express Pass. They don't want to give it away. So David's like, is there any rule that says, you know, they've already crossed the line, they're already at fuel, they've already finished. What if they get the last person coming in and give it to them? And, you know, that they're getting eliminated. So you give it to them as they're being eliminated and the Express Pass is gone. But to me, I could see them giving it to, like, Luke and Margie, maybe Mark and Mallory, teams that they can actually beat if it came down to it, you know?
Yeah, I would think maybe Mark and Mallory, you know, they showed us at the end of the show that
next week, yep.
Mallory leaves her backpack behind.
It looked as if it fell off of her. And then she gets in the cab, and I was like, David, how in the world does she not know she's not carrying a 50-pound backpack?
Yeah, and this is her third season.
Yeah, and how do you not know that you ain't got your backpack on your back?
I don't know.
Oh, I could not understand that one. I can't wait to watch it.
I don't know.
I hope it doesn't knock him out early.
I hope not, too. But somebody in the chat room wants to know, what's the consequence if they do not give the Express Pass away?
I don't know. We didn't have Express Passes. So I don't know the ruling of the Express Pass, but they have to give it away by the fifth leg. It doesn't say who they have to give it to. So, I mean, I would say they'd probably be – I don't think somebody would ever make that mistake not to give it away when you're told to give it away.
No.
Yeah. Season 17 was the first time they introduced that.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give it to somebody. It's just being very careful and deciding who they'll give it to and, you know, trying to be as strategic as possible and, you know, giving it to the right team. That'll be, you know, the question is, and they'll probably wait.
Unless they have a really strong alliance with somebody that they feel needs it early, I think holding on to it as long as they can is probably better. I don't know. We'll find out, certainly. But
you know, we could.
I think
it'd
be fun to
maybe
have an express pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, not have to do one task. That would have been gosh. And I enjoyed that country.
You know, if Mark and Mallory are, you know, possibly looking at elimination and they feel close enough to them, they could give it to them earlier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I believe it said it is before the end of the fifth leg is how they said it. Someone was asking when they had to give it.
But I'm telling you, she's got some explaining to do. You don't know that you didn't get your backpack? Did
yeah,
you see how big that thing was? It was like full to the max.
Yeah, it was. It was bursting at the seams.
It was. And she's like, Mark, it ain't my fault. Bless her heart.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So are we at the finish order yet? Or
yes, it was the Cowboys came in number one. Brendan and Rachel came in number two. Dave and Connor came in number three. Marjorie and Luke came in fourth. Leo and Jamal came in fifth. Mark and Mallory came in sixth. Flight Time and Big Easy seventh. Jessica and John eighth. And Caroline and Jennifer ninth. And Joey and Megan 10th, and Natalie and Nadia came in as the last team, and they were eliminated. And the way they were arguing and fighting.
Yeah, I was going to say I can so relate to Terry because every season I end up on these shows, I end up picking a favorite, and they are always the first to go. So I've learned my mistake. I'm not going to pick a favorite yet.
I did that last year.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Everything
pick
was
the
first
animal.
One gone.
All right, okay, I will. There you go. The Afghanimals are my favorite.
No, but I'm telling you, today, watching this season, this new season, I kind of relate with the Afghanimals a little bit more. Last year, I did not like them. I mean, how in the world could you go on that race and have fun? But it's hard to go back to back. You get home 3 months later,
you're
on TV.
You certainly can relate. Yep.
It's hard. Your whole body is full of emotions. I mean, like Rachel said, you're huge fans of everybody that you're racing with because everybody's watched everybody. But
yes,
I thought that was sweet of her to say that.
It's hard to leave your job. It's hard to leave your family. It's hard to leave your kids. To make that back-to-back, I mean, gosh, it was very hard for me. David, oh, he'd have done it in a heartbeat, and he'd have gone back again and again and again. But for me, I had these, like, dreams, the weirdest dreams, and I mean, right before we left, I was ready to divorce David. I said he loved money more than he loved me. I didn't want to leave my kids. It was just crazy. It was
it showed Rachel
show.
in the car saying,
yes.
I'm super Amazing Race starstruck right now.
Yeah,
started out. And I thought it was kind of cute of her to say that because I'm sure
no,
a lot of them feel the same
she's
way about
race.
Her.
Yeah.
Okay, Cherry, I'm just feeling lazy tonight, but you might want to do a little extension here. There's a chat question from Lola for you, Mary. What happens right after you meet Phil on the mat? What do you do next? Do you, do you do interviews? Do you always do interviews? Do you always go... What do you do right after you meet him? At the
right
end of the
after lake. You check in?
Yeah.
After Phil tells you what team you are, you go to the timekeeper. She's a woman. I don't even remember her name now, but she's awesome. And she gives you this little paper, and both team members have to sign it. It's the time that you come in, and it's the time that you will be leaving for the next day. You sign it, and then they take you to a buffet, or like in China, probably they're in China, They brought us, like, Subway sandwiches that I've never tasted before in my life. They were the weirdest Subway sandwiches in the world. We didn't eat much. So that was our first leg. They brought us Subways, and our second leg was the Great Wall of China. And just different legs, they feed you different things. And then, like, when we were in Vietnam, they didn't feed us anything. They gave us a rock hard brick. Of bread. And a little old tin cup because we were in the prison that John McCain was held in. But a lot of times they give you a buffet of some sort. And then as you're eating, they'll come and get each team according to the time you check in. Like first team gets first dibs at the interviews. And they'll take you off to do your interviews. And a lot of times, well, almost every time, except for once, we was last. So we had to sit around and wait and wait and wait. And that eats up a lot of your 12-hour pit stop, I know on All-Stars we were in Chile, and it was on Thanksgiving Day, and there was a big sandstorm, and that was the huge fight with Drew and Kevin, and Eric saying we were speeding and saying everybody was speeding, and we get up in the driest desert in the world, Atacama. A big old windstorm, and they come in throwing a fit. So Amazing Race, Bertram came to everybody and told us that they're going to have to review footage. It'd be a while, but we were leaving in 12 hours no matter what. And it took so long that by the time we got done with our interview, because me and David had come in last before then, you know, they were eliminated. But we did our interview. We had 1 hour before we had to go racing again.
Wow. Oh, my
gosh. So they took
us
down to the hostel, gave us our own room because they wanted to, like, keep it from everybody else that who was eliminated, Drew and Kevin, who should have been eliminated, and us. So nobody knew which one of us got eliminated because they had to look at all the footage. And we went to the hostel, and me and him went to our room, and we took a shower, changed clothes, went downstairs to the computer, and found out where the nearest airport was to get out of there.
Wow.
It's a hectic 12 hours.
I can't even imagine. Being in all those countries where you're just so unfamiliar and being under that much stress has to really just put you through the ringer.
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for $1 million either, Mary.
I already tried twice.
You would,
you know,
too.
I figure even if I win a third time, I'm not going to win it. So I would have let David, though. I would have let him,
oh, that
would have
been so cool. Could you
it would have been cool through Kentucky
and,
Boys.
And
yes, Mark
yeah.
and David.
Oh.
And after seeing them
each other, you know, David
at the
and,
Urban Stampede,
we know them.
I think they would have been incredible teammates. You know, I saw them at the Urban Stampede, and the dedication and devotion.
There's some
that
nice
they have,
boys, you know.
They would have been incredible teammates.
Yeah.
Just
but
incredible.
I wish, you know,
oh, well.
I have to root for my Kentucky what, team.
What
absolutely.
Could have been. Not to.
So if
don't
I want,
root for them
if,
yet.
Who I want to
don't
win
root
would be
for
Mark.
Them.
And,
I don't want you to jinx it.
No, yeah, I could say who I want to win, but then who I think to win always loses, okay? Who
okay,
I really,
I
well,
got
no. I got to tell you, though, I'm rooting for my Kentucky team. Y'all know that. But then who
no,
I
no,
really think is going to win, gosh, yeah. Brennan and Rachel, they're a fierce team.
They are.
Yeah, but.
There's like four sets of all male teams. Did you notice that? They call them alpha teams.
And it's tough to beat an all, you know,
yeah,
an all male team.
So those guys
so,
can do anything, and then
I
they
know.
Don't melt down as much, you know.
I know.
They keep their
so
cool.
It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
We have a clip that Paul created that I'm going to play real quick, Mary. I know you can't stay with us too much longer,
okay.
But I want you to hear this before you go.
Okay.
It's, and I'm sure that you've heard of Jillian's event out in Temecula, California.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is a clip that we are playing to promote her event out in Temecula.
Okay.
I'm going to play it, and we'll be right back.
Cancer don't discriminate. I don't care if you're just 38.
This is Joyen from Survivor, and as you know, from Reality Rally. And we do the most amazing event every April in Temecula, California, raising money. We call it Funds for Funds, and the money goes to Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer resource center, providing services and support for men and women and their families who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. I encourage everybody to go to realityrally.com. The event this year is April 11th, 12th, and 13th. and be a part of what we do. We have parties at wineries. We have an amazing race kind of game. We have autograph signing, and it is all for fun for Michelle's place, but it is also for the public to come and meet over 110 reality stars from about 42 different reality shows, and you get to meet them and have fun all weekend meeting them, taking pictures. So come on down. It's realityrally.com. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That's what my love is.
We have fun for everybody. People can sponsor, donate, volunteer, enjoy it, play a game, come to parties, support our sponsors. And I always have to thank the Rad Reality Show, who has been on board helping us promote this event since 2010. Without them, there would be people that would know but nothing about it. So Manic Monday, thank you for what you do, and also the other Rad Reality Shows that we've had the opportunity to be on. So thank you, Rad Reality Show. We love you guys. It's realityrally.com, and this is Jillian from Survivor and Reality Rally, thanking everybody for what you do to make this such a reality every year as we help save some lives.
I'm gonna love you through it.
Isn't that an awesome clip, Mary?
That was amazing, yeah.
Thank you.
I think
nice
that's
job,
one of Paul's
Thank
very
you.
Best that he's ever done.
Yeah, I loved it. But if it's okay, I need to
well,
let you go.
I have.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I owe a lot to a great song by Martina McBride about cancer, and Jillian was such a pro when she did her little promo on live on air with us. It was fun to do, and I didn't get a chance to say it in the beginning, but it's so nice and to have you back with us again this season, Mary. I just love you being part of this show.
Well, thank you. It's an amazing experience to have ran the race and now to watch other people. It's, you know, I love every bit of the Amazing Race and everything it gives to you, and I love All-Stars because I was an All-Star, and it gets better the second time around, but no matter what, it's still hard. So I kind of feel
mm-hmm.
sorry for these people and what they got to go through, but somebody's going to win $1 million in the end, and I can't wait to see who.
You'll always be our All-Star, Mary.
Thank you. But I love you guys, and I'm going to go.
We
all right,
you too. And we're gonna have one of those clips for your Urban Stampede, right, Pa?
Okay. It won't be that pretty, though.
Well, I'm sure Paul will do
nice
his very
call.
Best.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay,
take care, babe.
Give your love to all the family.
Okay, bye-bye,
bye,
guys.
Mary.
Bye-bye,
bye,
Rich.
Bye, Mary. Gosh, I just love her.
I'm all better now. I got my dose of Mary Conley tonight. I'm all better now.
She is such a doll. We're so blessed to have her. And when she told me what she wanted to do and shared that video with me and said she was going to invite Tom and Terry on, I was just over the moon. I was like giddy.
Yeah.
They are so special.
I mean, I was talking, Terry, I was talking to my parents. You called. I said, I'll call you when I'm done. But you couldn't wait. You had to Facebook message me and tell me again, call me immediately. I mean, you
and
were
then,
just
And then I sent you
with
a text message on your cell phone.
Yeah, read your Facebook
message.
Hurry. It's like, okay, settle down. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I was so thrilled. I mean, she is just, Dr. Lola just said it right. It is so fun to have her back with us, and she's like part of the family, you know.
Absolutely. She used to come on all the time with Cowboy when they were talking Big Brother.
Big Brother,
back when the
yeah.
show started. I mean, I mean, she has been part of the Rad reality show just as long as well, longer than you and I, Cherry, but just as long as Cowboy and Michelle, and, you know, just been part of the family forever.
Yep. And I was talking to her this afternoon, and she said, Vanna's going on 5, and I just about fell on the floor. It's like, these kids grow up so quick. You know, Vanna was just a little baby, and she's going on 5. You know? Oh, my gosh.
So,
and Hannah tonight, saying hi. I mean, she sounds like she's grown up. Yeah.
Yep. I have to ask you, because you and I are huge fans of Troy Dunn and his show, but did you happen, I don't know how much of the Olympics you watch, but they played this very long clip several times during the Olympics. The Paralympic Jessica Long, who was adopted from Russia, did you see that?
I did not.
No.
Oh, you did, Rich?
I did not either, no.
Oh, okay. I will try to get it from you, but this, along the lines of finding, you know, birth parents, she always knew, she lives in Baltimore. She had a birth defect where she had both legs below the knee were missing. She has gone on to be a multi-gold winner record holder in swimming for Special Olympics, and she decided that she was going to finally go meet her birth mom, who was 16 at the time and could not handle a severely handicapped baby, and gave him up for adoption. And it's an amazing story, right along the same kind of lines that, you know, we see on APB with Troy Dunn. And I will try to clip that together and get it to you somehow, Cherry. It was really cool. But anyway.
I'd love to see it. I haven't watched this past week's APB with Troy Dunn yet. And,
I haven't either. I can't wait.
Yeah,
so
Rich and I might watch that
so
tonight.
Watch
yeah. Rich and I might watch it after we wrap this up. That's one of my favorite reality shows. I just adore what he does. And if I could make a living doing what that man does, I'd work till I was 100 if I lived that old. I mean,
all right. And,
to
and
put people
have you
back
ever watched
together like
that
he does.
Episode that, yeah, I know. Have you ever watched one of his episodes without tearing up?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Rich watches it with me. Rich watched his previous show with me. We watched many of those shows, I think, 2 and 3 times over. But, yeah, he's just a great guy. I mean, he deserves that private jet he owns.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he charges for what he does, but he deserves what he has for doing what he does for people. And if I could do that, I would do it every day. What a great, great way to make a living. You know, doing that for people has to be such a rewarding job.
I agree.
So another great start to the season for the second Pit Stop show. I was so happy to have Mary back with us, and to have Tom and Terry back on our very first show was such a thrill to hear them talk about their engagement, and just get to talk to them on our first show was just amazing. That's all I can say.
Special treat.
Oh, my goodness. What a treat. So we're going to wrap this one up. I can't wait to see how next week unfolds and see what happens with Mark and Mallory. I'm a little concerned for them, but I hope, you know, as I said, oftentimes they're
yep.
you know, their commercials are teasers that lead you to believe something is going to happen that doesn't. They want you to think
exactly.
Something's going to go off in a ditch that doesn't. And hopefully that's one of those commercials that, you know, is one of those that
true.
Leads us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does, yeah. So
well,
we have AJ.
Else gets a ditch.
Yeah. We have AJ from BBCA coming on Manic Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Monday with Michelle Costa. And we have a big announcement coming on Manic Mondays as well. So make sure you're here with us tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 and AJ from Big Brother Canada.
And as AJ would say, if he was saying it, AJ wants you to be there. He always talks in third person.
Yes, he does. So AJ wants you to be there, and Cherry wants you to be there, and Paul from Minnesota wants you to be there, and Rich wants you to be there. Chi-Town Joe wants you to be there. Thomas wants you to be there. Dr. Lola wants you to be there.
Oh.
Everybody wants you to be there. Mr. Chi-Town Joe wants you to be there. Mr. Face One
okay.
wants you to be there. I can go on and on. We can read off our whole chat room.
Oh,
my
Lord.
Goodness. I think I'm too tired and getting giddy. But, yeah, make sure you're here for the announcement tomorrow and to talk to AJ from Big Brother Canada. He is going to be a lot of fun. He always is. So we're going to wrap this one up tonight with Ron, as we always do. I want to thank everybody for coming back for our Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show. The very first one of the season, and I'm so glad you were here with us. Take care. Have a great night, everybody. Here's Ron to close the show. Have a great night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one, and I'm so glad you all were here for it. Take care, everybody. God bless. That's a wrap.